I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Fishing Buddy and I have been experimenting with spinner baits to see if the ones with the scented plastic trailers work better than those without. I'll tell you what we've discovered, but first.
You wanted lower prices? Fleet Farm's got them. Like KT Nut and Fruit Blend, now only $32.99 for a 20-pound bag. Or how about $3.49 a quart for Resolute Conventional or Synthetic Blend Motor Oil? Also, Resolute Classic Green Antifreeze is now just $10.99 a gallon. And control summer weeds with Gordon's Amine 240 Weed Killer. 2.5 gallons, now only $69.99. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
I have fished spinnerbaits for many, many years. I love spinnerbait fishing, especially in the spring when you have that newly emerging vegetation. Those fish are tucked up in there and you can drag them out with a spinnerbait that bounces around in those stalks of weeds. For many years, I have used a trailer on my spinnerbaits, a scented plastic trailer. It could be a plastic worm with a twister tail. It could be one of those 2 or 3 inch grub bodies that flutters along right below the spinner blades. And I've often wondered, does adding that scented trailer actually work better than without? So I have a buddy who likes fishing spinner baits as well. He's probably better at it than I am. And whenever we go fishing, now one of us puts on the trailer, one of them does not. And we take turns, we alternate. And it seems to me, and this is not a real scientific approach, it's just who catches the most fish, that the spinner baits with the scented plastic trailers catch many more fish. So when you're in those perfect spinnerbait fishing conditions, add that plastic trailer. It'll up your odds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.